Yeah, it was actually, you know, a lot more relaxing than the combine, you know, and it, for the most part, it was fun for me just to be able to work with all the guys that, you know, I played with, whereas at the combine, I was just working with a lot of, you know, like guys I didn't really know.
You anxious for the process to continue on to the draft and get over with, or is this, are you comfortable with the way it's going?
Oh, I'm comfortable with the way it's going. I'm back to be back in L.A. training with my school. You know, I went up to the practices yesterday in the Coliseum. It felt good to be back in there. And in the end of the day, I'm ready to like hurry up and settle and get to my team. But it's been a fun process so far.
Thoughts about we're with Jacksonville, and it's close to home for you. What do you think about the opportunity to go there?
I think it would be awesome to go back to Florida. You know, being in California for the last 3 years, I've only been able to visit home like once a year. So I haven't been around family much. And I think it would be cool to be back.
How does this program at USC get guys ready to play in the pro? It looks like all of them are well-schooled in what the NFL wants.
I think it's just more than just on-the-field stuff. You know, it's the media training and everything like that, you know, with the Pac-12 media days and stuff like that. And, you know, with just all the coaches that we've had here and being able to be coached by a lot of different guys definitely builds your talent.
Leonard, how do you describe what your life has been like since the Holiday Bowl?
Since the Holiday Bowl, it's been nonstop. You know, I thought I was going to be able to have a break, but I heard that I'm not going to have an off season until this time next year. So it's been fun, though. I'm just trying to enjoy the process as much as possible. It gets pretty busy and tiring sometimes, but at the end of the day, you know, I keep the end goal in mind and it keeps me going.
Is it what you expected, more or less?
It is what I expected because, you know, SC has a lot of guys that go to the league every year, and I've been cool with, like, guys that have been out of the league so far, like TJ and Woody and Marquise and all that. So, you know, they try to give me a lot of tips and tell me and remind me about how it's going to be once I'm done with college. So, you know, I've heard a lot from those guys, so it's been kind of what they've been telling me.
What are you most excited about when it comes to carrying on that tradition of USC players having good success in the NFL?
I'm just really looking forward to, you know, being a first rounder, and, you know, SC hasn't had a first rounder in a while, and that's, you know, that's out of the ordinary for SC, but, you know, we're going to be back on the top soon. We got the top recruiting class in the nation, so I'm looking forward to seeing them guys next year.
Would being number one overall mean anything to you?
It will. You know, every player wants to be the best, and to be the number one pick, you know, shows that you're the best player in that draft class, and at the end of the day, you know, it's an honor and a blessing to be picked anywhere in the first round or even in the league. But I definitely want to go as high as possible.
You're going to start some visits soon, I'm sure. What's your message to NFL teams that you sit down with?
I'm just going to try to tell those guys, you know, if you pick a quarterback over me, I'm going to hurt them. So I'm joking. But I just, you know, I want to show them that I'm definitely worth picking. So just try to show them at the drills.
What do you want the world to know about you that they don't already know? Something new about you that they haven't got to know yet?
I'm not really sure. I kind of already like spilled everything at all these interviews I've been having about the like driver's license and stuff like that. So that's about it. I don't really know.